From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Turkish state media reports Turkey has detained four Iraqis in connection with a security threat to the U.S. Embassy in Ankara. The report came as the U.S. Embassy said it was closed Monday due to security threat. The embassy said it would announce its reopening once it was safe to do so and advised Americans there to keep a low profile. Turkish media said the four Iraqis who have been linked to Islamic State were arrested in the Black Sea province of Samsun. An international convoy of humanitarian aid trucks has reached besieged eastern Ghouta in Syria, but government forces continue their air bombardment and ground assault against the rebel enclave. The United Nations and International Red Cross said Monday 46 trucks ferried in health and nutrition supplies, along with food for 27,500 people. But in addition, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 45 people have been killed, 190 injured Monday alone in the latest attacks, even as the aid was arriving.
Hundreds have been killed in the last 2 weeks as Syria's military tries to regain territory inside eastern Ghouta. Syria's President Bashar Assad says the military offensive will continue.
As long as there are people who we think are the majority in eastern Ghouta who want to exit the control of the terrorists and go to the state's control, then there should be a truce that can open the way even for one person to move from the control of the terrorist to the control of the government.
The advance comes after 15 days of deadly attacks and airstrikes on the rebels. Thousands have huddled in underground tunnels and basements trying to survive. Jesus Melni, VOA News, Washington.
And there is more available at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials in Seoul say North